Morning, I'm James Lake, and this is the Fifi, Fev and Nick Bulletin. We have a brand new sponsor as well, Mazda BT50 Thunder. Test drive the complete package at your Mazda dealer today. Perth was plunged into a three-day lockdown over the weekend after finding several cases of COVID, with many people being stranded in WA, including comedian Nick Cody.
Our wonderful friend Nick Cody. Friday, he left us to go to Perth to do some stand-up gigs, landed, and unfortunately the whole state had been popped in lockdown, and he's joining us now from Sydney, though. How does this work?
I went back to Victoria. I had to stay home for 2 weeks. Yeah. New South Wales have said, just hang out in your hotel room and wait until Perth lockdown ends. And I've got shows in Sydney this weekend, so I thought, just head here early.
How's your pregnant wife taking this?
Yeah, she's not wrapped.
Pandemic has affected the way people see video games, with the World Health Organization endorsing it as a healthy way to stay connected, but did warn video game addictions are possible.
Brendan Favola.
Fiona Box.
You play a video game called COD. I have your stats. You have clocked up 557 hours spent playing the game.
Sure, it's not 57 hours.
557 hours. That is the equivalent of 23.2 days.
That's a month.
Non-stop.
How many AFL games did you play?
204 more than you.
Times 2 hours is 408 hours. You've played more COD than AFL.
Righto, Mr. Mathematician. Playing games with
my Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is reaching a net worth of $200 billion, but some people still think he has a long way to go with his company's technology.
I mean, I thought he had his drones. Are those drones still happening? We were going to get
Uber
drones.
Uber
drones dropping.
I need one of them. UberX don't deliver down the peninsula. So you've had a drone just fly over the water.
Do you have to meet him halfway in a Macca's car park? Like a dodgy deal.
Melbourne radio show Fifi, Fev and Nick are known for their exceptional on-air behaviour. But recently, they've come under fire for some inappropriate comments, which have been attributed to the newest member of the team.
Never has that happened to me before.
And I knew it wasn't us.
Nick Cody.
Wow.
I let one kid from Hoppers in.
What did you do wrong, Nick?
What did I do wrong? Yeah. Was let lawyers judge comedy. The worst arbiters of taste.
And finally, some great news. A sunny weekend of weather's expected for Melbourne, with many families already planning weekend getaways.
Hey, on the weekend, Boxy, it's going to be like 25 or something. How good's
that? I heard this weekend's going to be amazing. I'm going to Phillip Island.
Beautiful. Well done.
How good is that?
Do the penguins still come out if it's hot?
I think so.
Good. The penguins will stay in the ocean down there. They won't want to come in.
They won't
want
to. Too, yeah.
Water's too good.
What are you going to do, Boxy? It's the only reason you had to Phillip Island.
Probably go to the beach if it's going to be nice weather.
Beach?
Yeah, wouldn't you just go to the beach if it's going to be 25 at Phillip Island?
It's your trip. You can do what you want.
Thank you. Thank you. I forgot to run it by you.
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Listener app. And as Fifi always says,
drop your pants, we're getting a ruler out.
Looking for a ute that's built to rule the weekend? Brand new Mazda BT50 Thunder, the complete package, has got you covered.